This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Anti-Semitism is on the rise in nearly every country. Who would have expected to hear "gas the Jews" in Sydney, Australia? Jewish students in Germany are being warned by their parents not to wear the Star of David in public. And Justin Cohen, in a BBC story, warns the Jewish community at the moment is full of dread, full of fear like I've never seen before. These are just a few examples cited by Michael Brown in his commentary, "Wake Up World Before Jewish Blood is Shed in Your Country." He is pleading with the public to take the recent anti-Semitic events seriously. He says we need to stand up, speak out, and push back. The problem of anti-Semitism has become so severe that the European Union issued a statement about anti-Semitic incidents in Europe. They said the spike of anti-Semitic incidents across Europe have reached extraordinary levels in the last few days, reminiscent of some of the darkest times in history. European Jews today are again living in fear. Alan Dershowitz concludes that the Democratic Party now faces a choice. He sees a fracture in the party between centrist and liberal Jews and the woke anti-Israel progressives. He understands that left-leaning young people often inject vitality and enthusiasm into progressive causes, but now they seem to be embracing bloodlust. He also points to faculty on elite college campuses that have signed open letters supporting the Hamas attacks. He first voted for John F. Kennedy in 1960 and has voted for Democrats ever since. But if the woke, hard left succeeds in taking over the party, he predicts that millions of American Jews like him will turn from blue to red. This has implications for the next election. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Socialism, go to viewpoints.info/socialism. That's viewpoints.info/socialism.